It has been a week since Super Tuesday, and there's still no Democratic result from New Mexico. The unofficial tally shows Hillary Clinton with a lead of under one percentage point, 1,074 votes, over Barack Obama. But because of Election Day chaos, there are an unusually high number of provisional ballots to be sorted through, more than 17,000 of them, and that is taking a long time. Jim Williams is news director of member station KUNM. He joins us now from Santa Fe to talk about the delay. And Jim, why are there so many provisional ballots to be counted?
Well, Melissa, one of the reasons for the high number of provisional ballots appears to have been that some registered Democrats who showed up to vote at the polls on Super Tuesday did not show up on the list of registered voters that the Democratic Party was using. Now, it's unclear as to what percentage of the provisional ballots might have been voters who weren't on the Democratic Party list, but it does seem to have been quite a few.
And also, I gather, general chaos on voting day with huge lines, fewer polling places, a lot of confusion around that.
Yes. I mean, the party has said that they couldn't have anticipated the turnout that they did see in the state. And so that led to much longer lines and some folks actually leaving the lines because the waits were just too long.
Now, the Democratic Party is going through these provisional ballots one by one to try to figure out which ones are valid. What's the process for doing that?
They're using a process that's been agreed upon by both Senator Barack Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton's campaigns to qualify those ballots. And then they're sitting down and they're analyzing the votes that are on those ballots, and then they're going to be scanned with the machines that the state uses.
When they're looking at these provisional ballots, Jim, to figure out whether they're valid, what are they looking for?
Well, they're mostly looking for whether or not these folks are actually registered Democrats. If they were voting in the right place or if they weren't, they're trying to figure out how these provisional ballots actually were necessary or why they were necessary. So the eligibility would come into play in terms of whether they registered within the certain amount of time at which they would need to register, and of course, if they were voting in the right county, things like that. That's what they were mostly looking for.
And of these 17,000 or so ballots, what proportion are turning out to be valid?
Well, the state has said that about a little over 7,000 of the 17,000 provisional ballots have been qualified to be counted at this point. Now, they're also going to take another look at the voter file and see if they can determine whether any more of those provisional ballots can be qualified to be counted.
And I understand with 26 delegates at stake there in New Mexico, there's really just one now hanging in the balance.
That's right. It looks like the breakdown right now is 13 to 12 because 26 of these delegates are committed delegates.
What do party officials have to say about this? What does the governor have to say? Bill Richardson, of course, was in the presidential race for a long time.
Well, you know, Governor Richardson actually held a press conference earlier today here at the Capitol, and he basically said, we need to look into these reports. So it's something that he's aware of at this point, and he says he's going to convene the state Democratic Party leaders along with county clerks and other election officials to talk about how things might be done better next time, you know, for the June primary and then the November general election here in the state. But he still thinks that what's called a caucus, which is actually more like a primary for the Democratic Party, should still be held in February, on February 5th on Super Tuesday.
Okay. Jim Williams, news director of member station KUNM, talking with us from Santa Fe. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.